各位亲爱的朋友，大家晚安。
Hallelujah, good evening to our dear friends.
再次欢迎大家来到会场里面来参加这场福音的聚会。
Once again, welcome everyone for joining us in the evangelical service.
今天晚上小弟想用耶稣是真的这个题目跟大家一起来做分享。
This evening, I'd like to use the topic Jesus is real as our mutual encouragement.
昨天晚上我们谈到主说到我这里来。
Last night we mentioned the topic, Lord says, come unto me.
如果说我们从第一天就来，我们就知道我们第一天的讲题是到底有没有神。
If you were here the first night, you'll know that our topic the first night is there a God?
绝对有神。
So there's absolutely a God.
这个是信仰的根本。
That is the fundamental element of our faith.
那这位神就是耶稣基督。
So this God is Lord Jesus.
他说到我这里来。
He says, come unto me.
到我这里来就有生命。
Come unto me, you will receive life.
到我这里来不只有永生。
Not only you will have the eternal life.
使它改变我们的价值。
And that will change your value of life.
让我们的价值不只在这个世界上，而且可以存到永永远远。
Your value is not only focused on this world, but also it will last you forever.
神要给我们的是我们永远用钱买不到的。
What God wants to give us is something that cannot be bought with money.
可是我们却不用花一毛钱就可以得到。
But yet we can get it for free.
只要你相信。
As long as you believe.
我现在有一个问题。
So now I have a question.
因为曾经有人这样问我。
Because there is a person that once asked me.
传道，你讲的这个都是真的吗？
He says, Pastor, is this all real?
耶稣真的来过这个世界吗？
Did Lord Jesus really come into the world?
他真的存在吗？
Does he really exist?
他真的为我钉在十字架上吗？
Did he really crucify on the cross for me?
他会不会只是一个安慰人的童话故事啊？
Could it be a folk story only to comfort someone?
他绝对不是一个安慰人的童话故事。
It is not a story just to comfort you.
他是真的发生过的。
It really did happen.
因为天上这位真神真的来过这个世界。
Because the God in heaven really came down into the world.
我们前两天都讲过说我们所讲的话都要有证据。
We mentioned two nights, in the last two nights that everything we say must have proof.
虽然信耶稣是凭着信心。
Even though we believe in Jesus, by our faith.
可是神并没有要我们迷信哦。
But God did not want us to be superstitious.
你要确实知道你在相信什么吗？
Because you have to know exactly what you believe in.
你问这个问题问得很好。
So that is a very good question.
耶稣是真的吗？
Is Lord Jesus real?
耶稣当然是真的。
He is of course real.
那我们怎么知道耶稣是真的呢？
So how do we know that he is real?
你怎么知道他真的存在呢？
How do we know that he really exists?
你怎么知道他真的来过这个世界呢？
How do we really know that he came?
事实上从圣经就可以知道。
And we know that from the Bible.
好，我们先从圣经来了解神。
So now we try to understand God from the Bible.
来了解耶稣的存在。
To know his existence.
我们把时间往前推到公元前700年。
Let's turn our time back to 700 BC.
就是大概离我们现在2700年左右。
About 2700 years ago.
那时候主耶稣还没有来到这个世界上。
At the time, Lord Jesus has yet come to the world.
那时候有一个先知叫做以赛亚先知。
At the time, there is a prophet called Prophet Isaiah.
神借着以赛亚先知曾经讲过一段话。
God spoke through Prophet Isaiah.
我们看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Book of Isaiah.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
以赛亚书第七章十四节。
Book of Isaiah, Chapter 7.
十四节。
Verse 14.
第七章十四节。
Chapter 7, Verse 14.
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子。给他起名叫以马内利。后面这什么是以马内利？就是神与我们同在的意思。
Emmanuel means God is with us.
这个地方讲到说神要给我们一个兆头。
Here tell us that God will give us a sign.
这个兆头是要给全人类的。
And that sign is for the whole humankind.
这个既然是一个兆头，那他这个兆头一定跟别人不一样。
Since this is a sign, it must be different from others.
就是童女怀孕生子。
And the sign is that the virgin will give birth to a child.
童女不可能怀孕生子啊。
So it's impossible for a virgin to be pregnant.
那为什么童女可以怀孕生子？
So how can a virgin give birth to a child?
那是神的作为。
That is the work of God.
神可以创造这个世界。
God can create the world.
这个世界的 order, 这个世界的规律是神创造的。
And the order of the universe is created by God.
神要用一个不一样的方式让人知道。
So God wanted to use a different way to tell people.
人来，神来到这个世界。
And that he did came to the world.
目的就是要救我们人类。
And so the purpose is to save mankind.
所以要给他起名叫以马内利嘛。
So he gave him a name, Emmanuel.
以马内利的意思就是神跟我们同在啦。
Emmanuel means God is with us.
这个神就是耶稣。
So this God is Lord Jesus.
耶稣来到这个世界上。
So Jesus came into the world.
这是在公元前700年前啊。公元前700年就已经预言的。
And so this was prophesied about 700 BC.
经过了700年。
So after 700 years.
我们看马太福音第一章。
Turn to Matthew chapter 1.
这个事就成就了。
And so this prophecy was fulfilled.
马太福音第一章第十八节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 18.
耶稣基督降生在啊降生的事记在下面。他的母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶。玛利亚就从圣灵怀了胎，19节。
19。
她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱他，想要暗暗的把他休了，20节。
20。
正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因为她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，21节。
21。
她要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪里面救出来，22节。
22。
这一切的事成就是要应验主借的先知所说的话，23节。
23。
说必有怀童女怀孕生子，人要称他为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。我们看到这边，这边在讲到耶稣出生的过程。
Here talks about the process of birth of Lord Jesus.
玛利亚从圣灵怀了胎。
And so Mary was impregnated by the Holy Spirit.
那时候玛利亚还是一个童女。
So at the time Mary was still a virgin.
她虽然许配了给了约瑟。
Even though she was married to Joseph.
可是还没有迎娶啊。
But they have not come together.
还没有结婚啊。
They were not married yet.
只是定亲啊。
So they were only engaged.
那既然只是定亲，怎么可能会怀孕呢？
So since they were only engaged, how can she be pregnant?
当然约瑟想不懂啊。
So of course Joseph was confused.
我的未婚妻又还没有跟我发生关系，怎么可能会怀孕？
So before I came together with my fiance, how can she be pregnant?
所以就想要暗暗的把她休了。
And so in his mind, he was going to divorce her quietly.
因为这当中事有蹊跷啊，这个有问题啊。
And so because there's a problem.
那当他在想这件事的时候，
And so while he was thinking about this problem,
神的使者来向约瑟显现。
So the angel of the Lord exposed himself to Joseph.
约瑟，约瑟，你不要怕。
So he says, Joseph, Joseph, do not be scared.
你要把你的妻子娶过来。
And take Mary home as your wife.
因为他这个怀孕是从圣灵来的，不是从男女来的。
Because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
那他要生一个儿子。
And he will give birth to a son.
那你要给他起名叫做耶稣。
And you will give him a name Jesus.
耶稣是拯救的意思。
So Jesus means to save.
那这件事呢，就是为了要应验一件事情。
And this is to fulfill the prophecy.
就是在以赛亚书七章十四节，刚才我们所念的那段预言。
And that is the prophecy recording Isaiah chapter 7 verse 4.
神会给我们一个兆头。
And that is God will give us a sign.
这个兆头是什么？
So what is the sign?
非常特别的兆头。
It's a very special sign.
从有世界到耶稣出生的那个时候，从来没有发生过。
So it's a sign that's never taken place from the beginning of time until Lord Jesus.
以后也不会再发生。
And it will never happen again.
就是童女怀孕生子。
And that is a virgin came with a child.
那人要称他为以马内利。
And the man will call him Emmanuel.
人要称他神跟我们同在了。
So everyone will call him God is with us.
所以圣经里面的预言早就证明耶稣要来。
So the prophecies in the Bible already proved that Lord Jesus will come.
而且后来耶稣就真的来了。
And indeed Lord Jesus did come.
圣经里面有这样的记载。
And this is recorded in the Bible.
而且不止圣经记载，还有当时还有很多的见证人。
Not only was recorded in the Bible, there were also a lot of testimonies at the time.
在耶稣那个时代，第一个见证人叫做施洗约翰。
And the first person to give testimony is John the Baptist.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to Book of John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章32节。
Chapter 1, verse 32.
第一章32节。
Chapter 1 verse 32.
约翰又做见证说，我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下住在他的身上。33节。
33.
我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。34节。
34.
我看见了，就证明这是神儿子。施洗约翰是那个时代的一个传道工人。
And so John the Baptist was a pastor, an evangelist at the time.
神差遣施洗约翰传悔改的这个道理。
So God sent John the Baptist to spread the gospel of repentance.
要人要来跟从用圣灵施洗的耶稣基督。
And so that people will follow and he will baptize Jesus with Holy Spirit.
可是谁是耶稣基督啊？
But who is Lord Jesus?
神有告诉他。
God told him,
你看到齁，圣灵降在谁的身上，你看到了那个人就是。
And who, the man that whom you see the Spirit come down, he is Jesus.
后来约翰他亲眼看到了。
And so John the Baptist saw it with his own eyes.
他说我看见了。
So he said that I saw it.
那这圣灵降在谁身上呢？
So where did the Holy Spirit descend upon?
降在耶稣的身上。
It came down upon Jesus.
所以约翰在这个地方做见证。
And so John the Baptist bear witness here.
这是我亲眼看见的。
And this is what he saw with his own eyes.
神告诉我说，圣灵降在谁身上，谁就是耶稣。
God told me that whoever the Holy Spirit came down on, that is Jesus Christ.
谁就是那个基督？
Who is whoever whom that Christ is?
我看见了。
And so he saw him.
所以施洗约翰就为主耶稣做见证。
And so John the Baptist bear witness for Jesus Christ.
难道只有施洗约翰为主耶稣做见证吗？
Was John the Baptist the only one to bear witness for Jesus?
不止。
He was not the only one.
那时候跟随耶稣的人很多。
At the time, there are a lot of followers of Jesus.
在耶稣的时代啊，很多人跟随耶稣。
In the Jesus time, there was a lot of followers.
因为耶稣讲很多很奇妙的道理。
Because Jesus spoke of wondrous teachings.
耶稣讲道理很有权柄。
And when he spoke with power.
他跟一般人讲道理不一样。
And his sermon is different from others.
耶稣行神迹。
And he performed miracles.
耶稣让死人复活。
He raised people from the dead.
所以那时候很多人跟随耶稣。
So a lot of people were following him at the time.
所以耶稣啊，他拣选了使徒。
And so Jesus chose his disciples.
所以后来当耶稣啊，他升天以后，使徒开始传福音，那他们就成为主耶稣的见证人。
And after the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, his disciples began to preach the gospel. They became witnesses.
我们看使徒行传第五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传第五章三十节。
Acts chapter 5 verse 30.
五章三十节。
Acts chapter 5 verse 30.
你们挂在木头上杀害的耶稣，我们诅咒的神已经叫他复活了。三十一节。
31.
神且用右手将他高举，叫他做君王，做救主，将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。第三十二节。
32.
我们为这事做见证，神赐给顺从之人的圣灵也为这事做见证。好。当时门徒起来为主耶稣做见证。
At the time, the apostles were witness for Christ.
他们那时候做见证，绝对是做了见证，绝对是真的。
And the testimonies they gave was true.
为什么他们做了见证一定是真的
？So why was the witnesses or the testimonies they gave must be true?
因为那时候很多人在迫害耶稣。
Because at the time there were a lot of people persecuting Jesus.
那时候很多人在迫害信耶稣的人。
And there's a lot of people persecuting his believers.
如果你为了一个假的没有意义的东西你去做见证然后把你自己的生命弄丢了没有那个价值的。
And it doesn't, it's meaningless to sacrifice your life for somebody that's false.
我何必冒这个生命的危险做假的见证呢
？So why would I risk my life to bear false witness?
那时候他们为主耶稣见证又得不到什么好处。
And they gain no good by bearing witnesses for Jesus Christ.
可是他们为什么这么勇敢起来为主耶稣做见证
？So why is it that they were so brave? They were able to bear witness at the time.
因为他们亲眼看到主耶稣所行的神迹。
It's because they saw what Jesus did with their own eyes.
他们亲耳听到主耶稣讲道理。
And they heard with their own ears the sermons Jesus gave.
更重要是他们亲眼看到主耶稣复活了。
And most importantly, they saw with their own eyes the resurrection of Christ.
那是他们亲眼看到的哦。
And that's what they saw with their eyes.
好，所以他们起来为主耶稣做见证。
And so they stood up and bear witness for Christ.
虽然他们在这个以色列人的公会前面做见证是很危险的事情。
Even though it was a dangerous thing to bear witness in front of the Sanhedrin.
他们可以将耶稣挂在木头上。处死，他们就可以把他们挂在木头上处死。
If they can hang Jesus on the cross and crucify him, so they can hang the disciples as well.
可是耶稣的使徒不怕。
But his disciples was not scared.
耶稣啊，告诉那些公会的人。
And so they told the Sanhedrin.
就是迫害信耶稣的人的这些人。
In other words, those people that persecuted them.
他们说啊。顺从神不顺从人是应该的。
And he says it is good to obey God, not men.
你们挂在木头上杀害的那个耶稣，神已经叫他复活了。
And the Jesus that you crucified on the tree, God already resurrected him.
他已经当君王了。
So he already became the king.
已经将悔改的心和赦罪的恩典赐给以色列人。
So he already gave the Israelites the heart of repentance and grace.
他们就成了见证人。
And so they became the witnesses.
所以看，我们来看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians,
第15章,
chapter 15.
不是只有12个使徒成为见证人。
Not only the 12 apostles became the witnesses.
主耶稣不但来到这个世界上。
Lord Jesus not only came to the world.
而且他复活。
He also resurrected.
而且很多人都看到。
And that was seen by many.
这些人全部都成为见证人。
These people were all witnesses.
我们看哥林多前书第15章第三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 13.
第15章第三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 3.
我当日所领受又传给你们的第一 就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死的第四节。
Four.
而且埋葬了又照圣经所说第三天复活了第五节。
Five.
并且显给基法看，那个基法就是彼得了哈。显给基法看，然后显给十二个使徒看，第六节。
Six.
后来一直显给500多个弟兄看，其中一大半如今都还在，却有已经睡了的，第七节。
Seven.
以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，第八节。
Eight.
末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。这个地方保罗啊，在为主耶稣做见证。
And here Paul bear witnesses for Christ.
保罗跟当时的哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹这样说。
And Paul said to the believers at the time.
我当时传给你们的。
What I spread to you.
第一个就是基督按照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
And for the first and foremost is that Lord Jesus had died for us.
耶稣真的来到这个世界。
And so Lord Jesus did indeed came to the world.
而且最后为我们的罪死了。
And he died for our sins.
而且埋葬了。
And he was buried.
然后第三天复活了。
On the third day he resurrected.
主耶稣复活才能战胜死权。
Because Lord Jesus resurrected, he conquered over death.
如果主耶稣没有复活，那跟一般人一样啊。
Because if he did not resurrect, then he's no different from a man.
圣经上预言主耶稣会复活。
In the Bible, it prophesied that Lord Jesus will raise from the dead.
后来主耶稣也复活了。
And indeed, he did.
有没有见证人？
Was there witnesses?
有啊，这边讲到很多见证人。
Here mentioned many witnesses.
这边讲到显给基法看。
And here says that he shown himself to Peter.
基法就是彼得。
And so he is Peter.
后来又一次显给十二个使徒看。
He also shown himself to the 12.
后来曾经一次显给500多个弟兄看。
He also once appeared to the 500 brothers and sisters.
那是一场聚会。
And that was a meeting.
里面有多500多个弟兄。
At the time there are about 500 brothers.
结果主耶稣显现给他们看。
And so Lord Jesus appeared to them.
然后保罗写哥林多前书的时候，这些人一半以上都还活着。
And when Paul wrote the First Corinthians, more than half of these people were still alive.
后来显给雅各看，又再次显给众使徒看。
And he appeared to James, also to many.
后来显给保罗看。
At last, he showed himself to Paul.
保罗是谁？
Who is Paul?
保罗是敌基督者啊。
Paul is Jesus' opposer.
保罗还没有信耶稣之前，是专门在迫害信耶稣的。
Before he became a Christian, he persecuted Christ.
他今天为什么会相信耶稣？
So why did he believe in Jesus now?
因为他亲眼看见主耶稣复活显现。
It's because he saw with his own eyes Jesus was dead and raised from the dead.
主耶稣亲自跟他说话。
Lord Jesus spoke to him.
哇，他才知道说原来耶稣是真的。
Then he realized that Lord Jesus was real.
原来耶稣是真的存在的。
And that he really existed.
原来他就是弥赛亚，他就是基督。
And that he was Messiah, he was Christ.
我们要了解。
So this is what we need to know.
保罗写信给哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹，讲了这么一段话。
And this is what Paul said to the brothers and sisters at the Corinthian church.
他绝对不敢乱讲的。
He dare not to bear false witness.
为什么他不敢乱讲？
Why did he not?
因为哥林多这个地方啊，是一个在那个时代是一个文化很鼎盛的地方。
And the church of Corinthian at the time was a very affluent area.
哥林多城啊，有很多很有学问的人。
So in the city of Corinth, there was a lot of scholars.
而且哥林多这个城市啊，很富有。
And this was a very wealthy city.
所以在教会里面很多都是很有才能的人，很有智慧的人，很有钱的人。
And so in the church of Corinth, there was a lot of people with wealth, with background and also with status.
这些人很理智的。
And so these people are very logical.
你不要骗他。
So he wouldn't dare to lie to them.
他没有那么好骗啊。
Because they're not foolish.
所以保罗说我没有骗你们。
And so Paul says that I did not lie to you.
这个是真的。
So this is true.
你可以去问啊。
You can ask.
这些人都还活着，一半以上都还活着啊。
More than half of these people were still alive.
你看我有没有骗你。
And so you can tell if I'm lying to you.
如果只有我保罗看到，我可能我骗你嘛。
Perhaps if I was the only one that saw this, perhaps I would be lying to you.
如果只有彼得看到，彼得可能骗你嘛。
Or if Peter was the only one, perhaps he would be lying.
那么多人看到。
But there are so many people that have seen it.
他们骗你又没有得到什么好处。
And they gain no good by lying to you.
他们骗你干什么？
Why would they bother to lie?
这是真的存在的。
And so this was true.
所以在耶稣的时代就是有见证人。
And so they were witnesses in the time of Jesus.
而且见证人很多。
And they were many.
你说传道，那今天有见证人吗？
So you might ask, Pastor, are there witnesses today?
今天怎么没有见证人呢？
And why wouldn't there be witnesses today?
我就认识过很多见证人。
I've seen many witnesses.
他们亲眼看过耶稣。
And they have seen Jesus with their own eyes.
那个有一次啊，小弟去一间教会。
Once I went to a church.
这间教会啊，有一个姐妹来信耶稣。
And there was a sister there that came to believe.
她为什么会来信耶稣呢？
And why did she came to believe in Christ?
她本来是某一个教会的牧师。
She was a pastor at a certain church.
有一次她去医院拜访她的信徒。
And one time she went to the hospital to visit one of her believers.
遇到我们教会的弟兄姐妹。
And so she ran into the brothers from our church.
她就发现了我们教会的弟兄姐妹在跟这个病人聊耶稣。
And she noticed that the sisters from our church was talking about Jesus with the patients.
她就觉得很好奇，她就在旁边听。
So she became curious, she was listening in.
她是一个牧师。
She was a pastor.
她发现这些人在讲的道理很特别。
But she noticed that the gospel that these people preached were very special.
引用的都是圣经的经文。
And what they implied were all derived from the Bible.
而且他们的体验很多。
And they had a lot of experiences.
哇，她就很好奇啊。
So she was very curious.
她就问说，我可以到你们教会去吗？
So she asked, can I come to your church?
我们教会弟兄姐妹说，可以啊，你来啊。
So our brother and sister says, of course, come.
她来查考以后，她就放弃她牧师的职位。
After she studied, she gave up the position as a pastor.
来到教会。
So she came to our church.
不只是这样而已。
Not only so.
她先生是某个教会的执事。
And her husband was a deacon at the church.
她的公公是某个教会的长老。
Her father-in-law was an elder at the church.
她就回去跟他们讲了。
So she came home and started talking.
你们要来真耶稣教会。
To persuade them to come to True Jesus Church.
真耶稣教会有神。
Because True Jesus Church has the God.
真耶稣教会有耶稣。
True Jesus Church has Jesus.
他先生就跟他讲了。
So her husband told her,
你是做牧师做到头壳坏掉。
And that you must be a pastor to the point that you are confused.
你是牧师咧。
You are a pastor.
我是执事，我是教会执事咧。
And I am a deacon.
我怎么会不知道耶稣？
So why would I not know Jesus?
我就是相信耶稣的人啊。
Of course, I believe in Jesus.
他太太跟他讲，不一样啊。
So his wife told him it's not the same.
真的，你要来。
So you have to come.
一天到晚跟他讲这个了。
And so she told him about this every day.
他先生就不高兴了。
And so her husband became upset.
哇，他一直跟他讲，他就很不高兴了。
So after she's talking about this daily, he became upset.
因为他常常跟他讲啊。
And because she talks about it all the time.
有一天啊，他真的受不了了。
And so one day, he was fed up.
他先生跟他说了。
And so her husband told her.
好啊。你说你信的耶稣才是真的，我信的耶稣是我信的不是真的嘛，哈。
If you say that the Jesus you believe is real, the one I believe is not.
如果真耶稣教会有主耶稣同在
，If the true Jesus church have the abidance of God,
那叫主耶稣来找我。
Then tell Lord Jesus come and find me.
叫主耶稣来找我。
So tell him to find me.
叫主耶稣来跟我讲啊。
Tell him to come and tell me in person.
我们都是信耶稣的，那我不一样。
Since we are all believers, how are we different?
哦，他就这样讲。
And so this is what he said.
那天晚上他们就。讨论完了没有什么结局嘛，因为主耶稣没告诉他嘛，所以说他们就睡觉了。
And so after the discussion, nothing happened, so they all went to bed.
啊，那位先生啊，发生这个事的时候才四十几岁嘛，还不到五十岁。
And so when this happened to the man, he was only in his 40s.
而且他非常的健康。
And he was very healthy.
隔天早上他就中风了。
So the next morning he had a stroke.
他没有任何的病状。
He did not have any signs.
他也没有高血压的历史。
He didn't have any hypertension.
他们家也没有人中风。
And nobody else in the family had history stroke.
他爸爸活到七十几岁还很健康哎。
His father was healthy in his 70s.
他就中风了。
And so he then had a stroke.
非常的严重。
It was a very severe stroke.
躺在床上啊，只有左手可以动一下动一下。
He laid in bed and he can barely move his left hand.
结果啊，他的太太啊。就跑去跟传道讲。
And so his wife went and told the pastors.
传道传道传道，你可以到医院讲道理给我先生听吗？
So he asked the pastor to go to the hospital to speak the truth to her husband.
因为平常你要讲给他听是不可能啊。
Because usually if you want to speak truth to him, it's impossible.
不过现在他乖乖躺在床上了嘛，他不能动嘛。
But now he can't move, so he's laying in bed.
你就去讲给他听啊。
So please go and tell him the truth.
这个传道我认识他。
So I know this pastor.
这个传道很喜欢讲道理的。
I know this pastor likes to talk about the truth.
他是一个非常热情的传道。
He's a very fervent pastor.
你只要愿意让他讲啊。
So as long as you're willing to listen.
他可以从创世纪讲到启示录跟你听啊。
He can talk starting from Genesis to Revelation.
他躺在那边不能动，没有办法动，对不对？
And since he's laying there, he has no choice.
那个传道只要有空，就从去那边就讲道理给他听，然后我从创世纪讲到启示录了。
And so as long as this pastor have time, he will go and talk about the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
那这个传到这个就跟这个先生讲了。
And so the pastor told this gentleman.
我讲了你不一定要接受了。
And that you don't have to accept what I'm saying.
不过我讲的是从圣经出来，我翻给你听嘛。
But what I'm saying is from the Bible, I can turn to the verses for you.
你如果接受，你手就动一下，你那手可以动一下，会动一下。
And so if you believe it, then you can move your fingers.
你如果不认同，就不要动了。
But if you don't believe it, then don't move.
我经过一段时间哦。
So after a period of time.
有时候动，有时候不动。
So sometimes he moves the finger, sometimes not.
后来那个传道就被调走了。
And so the pastor then was moved to a different place.
小弟就到那间教会去了。
And so I myself went to that church.
大概经过一段时间，也没有多久，突然间有一天他太太大概在晚上大概6:50左右打电话给小弟了。
And shortly after, there was an evening, his wife called me about 6:50 in the evening.
他就说，传道，我现在会讲话了呢。
And so he told me, Pastor, my husband can talk now.
我心里就想，那我可怜，怎么可能？
And so I thought to myself, that's impossible.
你先生是中风。
That your husband has stroke.
你先生的手会像动，是会动。
And he can barely move his fingers.
我曾经去问过医生。
And I already asked the doctors.
我跟那医生说，这是我们兄弟啊，他会好吗？
I asked the doctor, this is a brother of mine, will he be healed?
医生说不可能。
So the doctor told me it's impossible.
医生说他不是躺在这边一天两天，他已经躺很久，很久一段时间了。
The doctor told me that he didn't just lay here for 1 or 2 days, he's been laying there for a while.
顶多像，就是这样啦，你就最好就是这样，就他手会动一下这样子。
So he can barely move a finger, and that's as good as it gets.
那恶化有可能就以后就变成那是好像植物人。
But if it deteriorates, he might be a vegetable.
所以他跟我讲说他会讲话，我说奇怪，他怎么会讲话？
And so when she told me that he can talk, I couldn't believe it.
不过后来他跟我讲了一句话。
And so he told me,
传道，他得到圣灵呢。
So she told me that pastor, he received the Holy Spirit.
我问他你怎么知道他得到圣灵？
So I asked her, how do you know?
传道，得到圣灵，舌头会跳动啊。
And so she says that when you receive the Holy Spirit, your tongue will move.
我说他真的会讲话。
And so I asked, can he really speak?
这是有可能的。
So this is very possible.
因为他得到圣灵。
Because he received the Holy Spirit.
我说我要领会了，我今天没有空，我明天早上去找他。
But I had to lead a service, so I didn't have time, but I will go find him tomorrow.
隔天早上我就邀了两三个弟兄姐妹去找他了。
So the next morning, I invited a couple of other brothers to join me, and I visited him.
一进到那个病房啊，他就讲话了。
So as soon as I stepped into the room, he began to talk.
他就讲，王哥哥，他这样，因为他讲不清楚了，王哥哥这样子哈。
So he couldn't say it clearly, but he says, Pastor Huang.
哎，真的会讲话呢。
And so he really did speak.
我就进去了。
So I went inside.
我跟他讲，哇，感谢主啊，你会讲话了呢。
So I said, thank God you can speak.
我问他说，你为什么会讲话？
So I asked him, how can you talk?
你告诉我，你为什么会讲话？
Tell me, how can you talk?
你不能讲话的，怎么会讲话？
If you couldn't talk before, how can you talk now?
他就跟我讲了。
And so he told me,
前一天的晚上,
that the night before,
因为他太太说真的是很用心的,
that his wife really was very devoted.
他太太哈, 到他每天的下午就会，因为他手不能动嘛，就把他手从左边这样、右边这样拉过来，然后放在他的胸前，然后叫他要祷告。
And because he couldn't move his hand, so his wife every afternoon would fold his hands on his chest and made him pray.
当然他有祷告没有祷告，也没有人知道嘛，因为他又不能出声。
Of course, nobody knows whether or not he prayed because he couldn't speak.
不过我们为什么知道他要祷告呢？
But how do we know he did pray?
就那天发生了一件事情。
Because something happened that day.
他知道他有在祷告。
Indeed, he was praying.
他后来告诉我说，他跟主耶稣祷告说：“主啊，如果说我太太讲的是对的。”
He told me that he prayed to God that if what my wife's saying is true.
如果以前我所跟随的是错的。
So if what I believe in the past was wrong.
如果真耶稣教会是得救的教会。
If the true Jesus Church is a church that can be saved.
主啊，求你救我。
So Lord, please save me.
他跟神就跟神这样祷告。
So this is what he prayed to God.
就他祷告的时候，突然间主耶稣出现了。
So during his prayer, Lord Jesus appeared to him.
他躺在床上面。
He was laying in bed.
因为他不能动嘛。
Because he couldn't move.
他说耶稣显现在他的脚那一边，床的后面。
He said Lord Jesus appeared by his foot.
因为他在祷告。
Because he was praying.
他说主耶稣就用很温柔眼睛看他。
So Lord Jesus looked at him with gentle eyes.
然后伸出他的手。
So he reached out his hand.
他说耶稣的手好长啊。
So he says Lord Jesus has such a long hand.
在床尾的嘛。
Because Lord Jesus was standing by the foot of the bed.
他说耶稣一伸手就去摸他，去碰他的手。
So he says the Lord Jesus stretched out his hand and touched his hand.
他说主耶稣，他感觉一股暖流从主耶稣身上传进来。
So he felt warmth that went into his body.
哇，他就得到圣灵，就舌头开始跳动。
Then he received the Holy Spirit, his tongue began to move.
那从那个时候开始会讲话。
So from that moment on, he was able to speak.
哇，他圣灵感动。
He was moved by the Holy Spirit.
而且得到圣灵。
And he also received the Holy Spirit.
哇，他很喜乐。
He was very joyful.
因为主耶稣爱他。
Because Lord Jesus loves him.
他那个时候才知道说啊，原来耶稣是真的。
It was that time that he realized that it was true.
原来这些真耶稣教会里面有神存在，有同在。
That true Jesus church have the abidance of God.
后来他要来洗礼了。
And then he became into baptism.
他就说他要洗礼。
He said he wanted to be baptized.
我说你要洗礼，你可能要你家人同意哦。
And I said, if you want to be baptized, you have to have the approval of your family.
啊，不然你没有办法出医院呢。
Otherwise, you can't leave the hospital.
就后来他，我跟约兰那个传道就去那个医院找他的父亲，还有他的亲戚。啊，因为他的亲戚跟他父亲有时候会去看，会去照顾他，所以我们就去找。
And because his father was also taking care of him, so I and the other pastor went to find his father and his family.
可是都讲不通啊。
And but it was futile.
大概有几个理由啦。
But for several reasons.
第一个理由，我们已经信耶稣了。
The first reason is that they believed in Christ already, and they believe they don't have to be baptized.
我本来就有受洗的。
Because they were already baptized.
而且他本来是执事，我是长老。
And he was a deacon. The family was an elder.
第二个理由。
So the second reason.
现在天气很冷。
It was that the weather was cold.
第三个理由。
So the third reason.
他现在病成这个样子。
Was that he was so ill.
而且这边还装那个。他装那个什么呼吸器那种东西。
And he also had a trach tube.
那他下去的万一细菌感染怎么办
？So what if he went into the water and he was infected?
因为洗礼要全身入水啊。
Because the baptism involves full immersion.
那他现在很软弱，万一细菌感染怎么办
？But he's very weak now. What if he became infected?
他现在好不容易会讲话了。
And he is barely talking now.
万一去洗礼会来点话都不会讲怎么办
？What if he went to get baptized and he can barely speak when he get back?
怎么讲都讲不通啊
！And so no matter what we say, it was useless.
没有办法。
And so we had no solution.
小弟记得啊，我是最后一个离开病房的了。
So I believe I was the last one to leave the room.
我要离开病房的时候，他哭了。
Before I left the room, he cried.
我记得很深刻。
So I still remember that moment.
他跟我说传道那怎么办
？So he asked me, Pastor, so what can I do now?
我说我也不知道怎么办。
I answered him, I don't know either.
你祷告，我祷告。
I say you pray and I will pray too.
那我们再看看怎么办
？And then we'll see what happens.
结果一直到了受洗的前一天晚上。
So until the night before the baptism.
事实上，他有提出要受洗的申请。
And he also applied for the baptism.
结果那个时候，我们执会是有通过说要帮他受洗。
Even though the board member approved his baptism.
可是问题是我们找不到他的人。
But the problem is that we couldn't find him.
他们家所有电话都不通，手机也不通。
So that they turn off all the cell phone and all the contacts.
我请很多人打都打不通。
So I asked many people to contact him and they couldn't reach him.
所以没有办法跟他讲说你已经通过，你明天可以来受洗。
So nobody can tell him that you've been approved, you can come and get baptized tomorrow.
隔天早上。
So it wasn't until the next morning.
小弟在参加早祷会的时候啊。
I attended the morning prayer.
我心里就这样想。
So I was thinking to myself.
不对呢。
That this is not right.
我心里有个感动。
I had something moved me.
你再去打个电话。
That moved me to make one more phone call.
那时候我很忙，我就起来，我就跟那个一个姐妹说：“你赶快打电话。你虽然都打不通，你再打一次。”
Even though I was busy, I got up and I told a sister to call one more time.
如果打通了
，If you can reach him,
你问他有没有信心受洗
，And ask him, do you have the faith to be baptized?
如果他要受洗
，If he wants to be baptized,
叫他直接去洗礼场
，Tell him to go straight to the baptismal site.
我就去忙了。
And so I went on my way.
结果啊，一打就通了。
And she reached him the first try.
就问他了。
So she asked him,
你要受洗吗
？Do you want to be baptized?
他的太太说，我们要受洗啊，我们要受洗啊。
And his wife says, yes, we want to be baptized.
奇怪了，那为什么昨天晚上都打不通呢
？And so why couldn't we reach you last night?
原来他们家人怕他来受洗啊，把他看守住了。
And so the reason is because his family was afraid that he would be baptized.
所以电话都不通啊。
So they cut off all contacts.
我说那为什么现在电话会通呢
？And so I asked, so why is it that we can reach you now?
主耶稣啊，做了一件非常奇妙的事。
So Lord Jesus performed a wonder.
到今天我还搞不懂。
So even until today, I couldn't figure it out.
那天早上是应该是他爸爸轮到他爸爸去看守他了。
So that morning, it was his father's turn to watch him.
结果啊，他爸爸那个朋友就打给他爸爸。
And so, but his father's friend called him.
说啊，来，我们去哪边玩啊
？And told him to go out with him.
结果他说不行呢，我不能离开这边呢。
And so, but he says that no, I can't leave this place.
他说没关系啊，没关系的，来啦。
And so his friend says, urge him to go ahead and go.
因为那是他爸爸一个很好的朋友。
Because that was a good friend of his father.
没有办法，他就去了。
So he couldn't resist, so he had to go.
他一离开，我们电话就到了。
So the moment he left, our phone call went through.
就他就被带去洗礼了。
And so he was brought to the baptism.
等他爸爸发现的时候，回来已经洗礼完了。
By the time his father noticed it, he was already baptized.
我有点担心他爸爸的反应呢。
So I was really worried about his father's reaction.
我和他爸爸看到我，我就跟他讲说啊，这个伯父啊。那个已经洗礼的感谢神了一切都平安了
So when I saw him I said he's already baptized Thank God everything was fine
他只讲一句话
So only thing his father said
洗礼了就好
Is that it's already done
就放心了
And so he stopped worrying
所以我们就洗脚礼圣餐礼
So then we went on to the foot washing and the holy sacrament
结束了以后啊，我去看他 So when 聚完会我去看他
When the services was over, I went to visit him.
他就跟我讲了一句话。
So he told me.
他说传道对不起。
He says, I'm very sorry, Pastor.
我想不通。
I couldn't figure this out.
为什么他要跟我说传道对不起？
So I wonder why he was apologizing to me.
我说你有没有对不起我？你没有对不起我什么？
I said, you haven't done anything wrong.
他说昨天晚上主耶稣去找他。
He says, last night, Lord Jesus went to find him.
主耶稣跟他讲，叫他的名字。
Lord Jesus called him by his name.
我要救你。
Says that I will save you.
你为什么不让我救？
Why wouldn't you let me save you?
我要救你。
I want to save you.
你为什么不让我救？
Why wouldn't you let me?
到第三次的时候，神很严厉跟你讲，我要救你，你为什么不让我救？
So the third time, Lord Jesus said, seriously, I want to save you. Why won't you let me?
他就怕了。
Then he became scared.
主啊，不是我不要受洗啊。
So he says, Lord, it's not that I don't want to be
baptized. 是我没有办法去受洗啊。
It's because I couldn't be baptized.
如果你要救我，那你就要给我机会啊。
If you want to save me, you have to give me opportunities.
后来他就讲了，因为他后来到洗礼场发现、啊、那一次的洗礼啊，有两个比他更凄惨的人下去洗礼啊。
And he went when he went to the baptismal site, he noticed that there are two other people baptized the same day that was in worse situation than he was.
还有一个是那个用那个生命呼吸器下去的。
And there is another person that went down into the water with a ventilator.
他亲眼看见。
And so he saw with his eyes.
前面受洗在他前面受洗那两个人比他还惨啊
And the two people that was baptized before him was in worse shape than he was
他们都有信心可以受洗为什么我没有信心
But yet they had the faith to be baptized So why didn't I have the faith
我本来就可以自己决定要不要受洗我四十几岁的人我当然可以自己决定
I am in my 40s Of course I have the right to make my own decisions
我太软弱了
And so he felt he was very weak
我说你不用跟我对不起啊
So I said you don't have to apologize to me
你要跟主耶稣对不起啊
You have to apologize to Lord Jesus
主耶稣爱你
Because he loves you.
你明明知道主耶稣是真的存在的。
And you know that he really exists.
你也知道主耶稣爱你。
And you know that he loves you.
是你对不起主耶稣，不是我对不起主耶稣，不是你不是对不起我。
And so you don't have to apologize to me.
后来他爸爸就很对他的这样的朋友很不谅解。
And so his father actually was very upset with his friend.
他爸爸就说：“那个他爸爸跟我串通好了。
”And so he thinks that his friend was.
讲好了，我们私底下讲好了啦。
And that they made a deal.
把他爸爸拐出去的。
To lure him out.
不过这个天地良心啊，我根本不知道那个人是谁，我到今天都还不知道那个人是谁。
But the honest truth is that I don't even know who that person was.
这个是神的旨意。
Because this is the will of God.
一切都是那么刚刚好。
So everything was very perfect.
为什么每一切都是那么刚刚好？
So why was everything perfect?
因为有神存在。
Because there is existence of God.
有耶稣存在。
Because Jesus exists.
耶稣是真的存在的啊。
So Jesus really does exist.
这个世界万物都是他创造的。
Everything in this world was created by him.
耶稣是历史的主。
So Jesus is the Lord of the history.
他操控一切。
He controls all.
他当然可以将一切都赐给我们。
So of course he can give all to us.
所以当然他可以将一切都给我们啊。
Of course,
只要我们愿意。
Of course, as long as we're willing, he can give everything to us.
看到主耶稣的人太多了。
So there are way too many people that have seen Lord Jesus.
他们都是主耶稣的见证人。
They're all witnesses for him.
我再讲一个见证。
I want to share another witness.
是上个礼拜发生而已。今天我们王弟兄也有讲了。
And that just happened last week. Also today, Brother Wang also shared with us.
上个礼拜六早上。
Last Saturday morning.
我们早上聚完会要开始祷告了。
And we finish the service, we begin to pray.
那我在按手的时候呢，我发现这边啊，在尔湾教会那个这边啊，有个姐妹啊，她其实我发现她旁边那个姐妹，她旁边那些姐妹都是哦，就是说很感动。
When I was laying hands on a sister from Irvine, I noticed that all the sisters around her were very much moved.
在小弟的经验里面、哦、 像这样子的状况是很特殊的。
And in my experience, this kind of situation is very different.
我当然不知道发生什么事，可是我就为他们代祷，按手代祷。当然，很多人都为他们按手代祷。
Of course, I didn't know what happened, but I went ahead and lay hands on them.
那去结束以后啊。
So after the prayer was over,
啊，其中有一个姐妹就告诉我了。
There was a sister that told me.
传道，传道。
And that pastor.
我刚才看到耶稣了。
I just saw Jesus.
我说你怎么知道那是耶稣
？So I asked her, "How do you know it's Jesus?"
她说我一看就知道那是耶稣。
She says that I just know he's Jesus.
我说你神为什么让你看到他，一定有原因的。
And so I said, "Jesus allowed you to see him for a reason."
原来啊，他做了一件不该做的事情。
And what happened was she did something she was not supposed to.
他不知道这件事是不该做的。
She didn't know that was wrong.
就是去玩那个塔罗牌，塔罗。一种 poker.
So, what she did is she played the tarot dish.
对，然后呢，她不知道，她只想说只是玩一玩，她不是真的想要算命，她只是玩一玩。
And she didn't know what it meant. She just wanted to play.
就那一天晚上啊，这样她玩完的那天晚上，她突然觉得她生命很空虚。
So the night that she played, she noticed that her life was very empty.
啊，她发现她做错事了。
Then she realized that she did something
wrong. 可是她不知道她做错什么事情。
But she didn't know what she did wrong.
她跟神祷告。
So she prayed to God.
后来人家跟她讲说，你玩塔罗牌是不对的。
And so someone told him that you played the tarot dish and that was wrong.
原来这个世界上还有另外一种灵。
Because there's another spirit that exists in the world.
是邪灵。
And that is the evil spirit.
啊，是我们所称的魔鬼。
And that is the devil that we all talk about.
哇，她就跟神悔改。
And so she repented to God.
他求耶稣可以听垂听他的话。
And so,
他垂听他的祷告。
She prayed that Lord Jesus will listen to her prayer.
那时候他生病很严重。
And at the time she was very sick.
他好连跪下去都要起来，对不对？就好像老人家一样。
When she knelt down,
其实他没有那么老，他起来就要像老人家一样。
Even though she wasn't very old, but she gets up from the floor like she was very old.
他说他全身都是病，他很痛苦。
So she said that she was afflicted with all kinds of illnesses. She was in a lot of pain.
他跟神悔改，他跟神祷告，求耶稣能够垂听。
So she repented to the Lord and asked God to listen to her prayer.
就在祷告的时候，他就看见主耶稣出现在什么地方呢
？So in her prayer, she saw that Lord Jesus appeared.
我们去过
耳湾
教就知道，对不对？
All of us who've been to Irvine Church knows.
耳湾教的讲台是一个后面是一个四方格，有没有？四方格的吗
？And there's a rectangular shape background on the podium of Irvine Church.
那主耶稣就出现在这个四方格的里面的右边。
And so Jesus appeared to the right of that background.
那主耶稣在干什么呢
？So what was Lord Jesus doing?
他看见主耶稣在祝福那时候在场所有的人。
She saw Lord Jesus blessed everyone that was there.
因为那时候在祷告。
Because they were all praying.
很多传道，他看到，他眼睛是闭着，他看到很多传道长子在按手。
Even though her eyes were closed, she saw that a lot of pastors and deacons laying hands.
那主耶稣在祝福在场所有的人。
And she saw Lord Jesus bless everyone there.
不只是这样。
Not only then.
当传道把他的手按在谁身上？
Whoever the pastor laid his hands on,
主耶稣就把他的手按在谁的身上
？And Lord Jesus laid his hands on the same person as well.
他亲眼看见的。
So this is what she saw with her eyes.
而且他特别讲到一点。
And she also mentioned a point.
他说传道，主耶稣特别疼小朋友。
And she says that pastor, Lord Jesus loves little children.
他说主耶稣这个按小朋友的时间比较长。
Because Lord Jesus laid hands on the little children the longest.
是吧？这个改变我一个观念啊，这个先不要讲，反正。反正主耶稣他说，主耶稣很疼这些小朋友，为这些小朋友，有一些小朋友就跪在这个啊这个位置，因为耳湾教会是这样子的嘛，哈，他就跪在左边这你们的右边这个地方啊。我知道，因为我都有看到，所以我知道。
Because a lot of children would kneel to the right of the chapel.
那同一个时间。
And at the same time.
他说整个那个。那个他说整个那个房子就开了。
She says that the entire chapel opened.
你看不到那个墙壁。
You couldn't even see the wall.
他说有一道白光从很远很远地方射过来。
And there was a beam of white light that shone from far away.
房子就变成开阔的。
And so the house became an open field.
他说那个光很深很深很深。
And she says that beam of light stretched out very far. And it was very bright.
可是不会刺眼。
But yet it's not.
你觉得很平安。你觉得那感觉很平安
？So you feel very peaceful.
他说非常非常的好。
She said it's a great feeling.
他说在那边真的很好。他说他跪在那边，他觉得好棒哦。
So it was a great feeling to kneel there. It was a good place to be.
他说里面有很多东西哦。
And there was a lot of things there.
全部都是白色的，很圣洁。
Everything was white. It was pure.
哇，他说他好棒哦。
And so she thought that was a great place.
眼泪就流下来，主耶稣好疼我。
And so she shed tears because Lord Jesus loves her.
一直到我们按铃。
So it wasn't until we rang the bell.
因为那次聚会是小弟领会嘛，所以小弟就按铃。
And because I led the service that one time, so I rang the bell.
按铃完以后，他回到自己的座位坐好。
So after I rang the bell, she returned to her own seat.
主耶稣还在。
Lord Jesus was still there.
后来才离开。主耶稣说，他说他还在，然后后来因为那个有 announcement 有报告，哎，他们要报起来报告的时候，主耶稣就离开了。
And it wasn't until the people start giving announcements that Lord Jesus left.
这个是上个礼拜在尔湾教会所发生的事情。
And so this is what happened at Irvine Church last week.
我们不要讲别的地方，在这个地方神也跟我们同在啊！不只是在台湾，在大陆，或者在香港，或者是在新加坡，在这个地方神也跟我们同在啊！
And whether it's in Taiwan, in China, Singapore, or Hong Kong, even here, God is here with us.
而且他更奇妙的一点是，他全身都是病，对不对？
And more miraculously is that she was afflicted with all kinds of illness.
就她是非常奇妙，就是说，从那次祷告结束以后
，So it's a miracle that from the conclusion of that prayer,
她就这样站起来了。
She stood up.
她说：“哎呦，我怎么就这样站起来了呢
？”And so she was surprised how she can just stood up.
我本来是她本来好像是一个老太太这样子要这样起来，要左脚右脚，然后再扶着起来的。
So originally she would have to get up slowly, one leg after another, and slowly help herself up.
她告诉我说，她就这样直接就站起来哦。
So she told me
跟年轻人一样
that she stood up like a young man.
她问我说：“神啊，她问我说，传道啊，哇，这个好，为什么这么奇妙？”
And so she asked me, Pastor, how can this be?
我说主耶稣爱你啊。
So I answered, Lord Jesus loves you.
主耶稣告诉你，主耶稣安慰你。
Jesus comforts you.
不过你知道错，你就不要再做了。
And if you know you did something wrong, then don't do it anymore.
因为他不知道不可以，他以为只是在玩电脑的玩 the game， 他以为只是在玩一个 game 这样子。
Because she didn't know what she was doing was wrong, she thought she was only playing a game.
不过主耶稣亲自安慰他。
So Lord Jesus comforted her.
其实他为什么会去玩那个 game， 跟他的生命是跟他的生活的困难有关呢
？And the reason why she played that game has to do with the difficulty of her life.
主耶稣告诉他说：“我跟你同在了。”
So Lord Jesus tells her that He is with her.
你不要以为祷告没有人垂听。
So don't feel like no one's listening to your prayer.
祷告的时候，主耶稣在垂听呢。
When you pray, Lord Jesus is listening.
你不要以为传道长只按手在按好玩的。
So don't feel like the pastors and the deacons laying hands on you for nothing.
当他们按手在你头上的时候，主耶稣也在按手。
When they lay hands on you, Lord Jesus is laying hands as well.
你不要以为你年轻啊。
So don't feel like you're young.
主耶稣更喜欢年轻的人。
Lord Jesus loves those who are young.
为小朋友按手的时间特别长。
Because he laid hands on the children the longest.
这个教会是圣洁的。
So this church is holy.
神的国也是圣洁的。
So is the kingdom of God.
神的国里面有平安。
There is peace in the kingdom of God.
你不用担心。
So don't you worry.
在这个世界上有困难。
Even though there are difficulty in the world.
可是神会跟你平安。
But God will give you peace.
这个都是跟圣经所讲的一模一样。
So this is the same as what is recorded in the Bible.
你说主耶稣存在？存在吗？
So, does Lord Jesus exist?
你说主耶稣是真的吗？
You might ask, is he real?
圣经告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us
有那么多的见证人
There's so many witnesses
见证人不是古代还有见证人到今天还是有见证人
The witnesses not only in the ancient time but only today
为什么我们不相信
So why wouldn't you believe
既然昨天我们已经谈到了
Since we already mentioned
主耶稣说到我这里来
Lord Jesus says come unto me
到我这里来得生命
Come to me to receive eternal life
这是神要给我们的
So this is what Jesus wants to give us
为什么我们不来
Why wouldn't you come
既然耶稣是真的
If Lord Jesus is real
各位亲爱的朋友
Our dear friends,
来
come,
你就可以得着
You will receive.
我们先唱诗
We'll sing him together.
180首
180.
请坐
Please be seated.
接下来的时间我们要来祈求灵恩
And the following time we'll devote it to prayer.
耶稣虽然是真的
Since Lord Jesus is real,
耶稣也邀请我们到他面前来
He also invited us to come before him.
我们来教会不是只有来听道理
We not only come to the church to listen to sermons.
我们来教会同时要跟神互动
We come here also to have interaction with God.
怎么跟神互动
So how can we interact with God?
祷告
That is through prayer.
我们自己跟神互动
So we commune with God.
神是活神
Because God is a living God.
他跟我们亲近
So he will draw close to us.
他愿意跟我们亲近
He's very willing to draw close to us.
只要我们愿意跟他互动
As long as we're willing to interact with him.
所以等一下我们祷告的时候我们可以到前面来祷告
And so in just a few moments when we pray, we can come to the front.
我们跪在主耶稣的面前祷告
We kneel in front of Lord Jesus to pray.
我们不是向人跪，我们是向神跪。
We're not kneeling to men, but we're kneeling to God.
因为他是我们的天父。
Because he is our heavenly father.
他是创造者。
He is the creator.
当然值得我们跪。
So he is of course worthy of us kneeling in front.
我们在他面前谦卑是应该的。
So it is he's worthy for us to be humble.
当然，我们如果真的身体不适不能跪也没关系，主耶稣知道。
Of course, if you are, if you have illness, you can't kneel down. Lord Jesus also knows.
如果你希望被接受按手祷告，你也可以坐在第一排。
If you're willing to receive laying of hands, you can come to the first row.
然后我们就手握起来。
So we collapse our hands.
然后我们就跪着，然后眼睛闭着。
We kneel down. We close our eyes.
为什么要闭着？
Why do we close our eyes?
闭着的目的是要专心。
So the purpose of closing our eyes so that we can focus.
因为你没有闭着，你就会不专心。
So if you don't focus your eyes, you can't pay attention.
啊，所以说我们眼睛就闭着。
So we close our eyes.
那我们就念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
So we say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
啊，圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣神给我们一个名，这个名就是耶稣。
The Bible tells us that God gave us a name, that name is Jesus.
用这个名向神祈求，神就要垂听。
So if you pray to God with the name, God will listen.
所以今天我们是跟神谈讲话，我们跟神祈求，我们当然是奉主耶稣的圣名来祈求嘛。
So today we're praying to God, we're talking to God. Of course, we should talk and pray in the name of Jesus.
然后不断念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
And so you repeatedly say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
哈利路亚赞美，哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，不是一个咒语啊。
So Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus is not just chanting.
它是一句感谢的话。
It is words of thanksgiving.
啊，它啊，哈利路亚是希伯来文。
So Hallelujah is Hebrew.
我们祷告的时候，我们嘴巴要念出来。
So when we pray, we need to speak it out loud.
如果说你没有圣灵
，So if you don't have the Holy Spirit,
就是说你没有办法讲方言。
In other words, if you can't speak in tongue,
讲方言是从神给你，你才可以讲的。
Only when God gives it to you, you can speak in tongue.
因为圣灵降下来在你身上的时候，神的灵降下来在你身上的时候，你自然就会讲灵言。
Because when the Spirit of God comes upon you, then you will naturally speak in tongue.
我们讲的灵言虽然你听不懂，可是那是有意思的。
So even though the tongue that we speak cannot be understood, but it has meanings.
如果你只是学别人这样子用同样的声音在那边祷告，事实上那个是没有意义的。
So it's meaningless if you only imitate and copy other people. Speaking in tongue.
那一个还没有得到圣灵的人。
So those who have not received the Holy Spirit.
我们就念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，嘴巴念出来。
We will say out loud, Hallelujah, praise Lord Jesus.
那我们心中有什么话，我们在心中跟神说。
And we say to God, we pray to God everything we want to say in our hearts.
主耶稣曾经教导我们怎么祷告。
So Lord Jesus already taught us how to pray.
我们看路加福音第十一章。
Turn to Book of Luke, Chapter 11.
这边谈到一段话。
Here mentioned a conversation.
我们看十一章第五节。
Chapter 11, verse 5.
耶稣讲了一个故事哈。
Here Lord Jesus tells us a story.
耶稣又说，你们中间谁有一个朋友，半夜到他那里去，说，朋友，请借给我三个饼。第六节。
Six.
因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，我没有什么给他摆上。第七节。
Seven.
那人在里面回答说，我不要搅扰我，门已经关闭了，孩子们也同我在床上了，我不能起来给你。第八节。
Eight.
我告诉你们。虽然不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切的直求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。这个地方主耶稣教导我们怎么祷告。
So here Lord Jesus teaches us how to pray.
他说啊，我们中间谁有一个朋友半夜到他那里去了。
And among us, if there is a friend that come to you at midnight.
那为什么要到他朋友那里去呢？
So why did he go to his friend at midnight?
要借三个饼。
Is to borrow three loaves of bread.
他有另外一个朋友半夜到他家来。
Because he also has a friend that came to him at night.
那个走路，那从很远来的朋友肚子饿了，没得吃。
And so the friend that came from the journey was hungry and had nothing to eat.
所以这个朋友呢，这个主人呢，就去他隔壁的朋友家跟他要饼。
And so the master then went to another friend's house to borrow some bread.
可是那时候已经半夜了。
But it was already midnight.
那个人就说，你明天再来，明天再来。
And so the owner says, go away, come back tomorrow.
我不能给你，门已经关了，我不能给你。
And I can't give you anything because the door's already locked.
可是后来他还是起来给他了。
But at the end, he still got up and gave it to him.
为什么起来给他？
So why did he do that?
并不是因为他们是朋友，所以起来给他。
He got up not because they're friends.
只是一个原因。
There was only one reason.
因为他说，给我啦，给我啦，你要给我啦，我真的拜托你，拜托你，拜托你，给我，你给我。
Because he begged and begged and says, give it to me, give it to me.
不管啦，你给我，你给我，你不给我，你明明有三个饼，你给我，你给我。
And because he was persistent, he says, I know you have three loaves of bread, give it to me.
不给他也不用睡了嘛。
And so if he doesn't give it to him, he might as well not sleep. 被他吵得都不用睡了。He was bothering him that he couldn't sleep.
耶稣说啊，不是因为他朋友啦，所以起来给他，实在是，他一直说给我啦，给我，你拜托你给我，所以后来就给他了。
And he gave it to him not because they're friends, but because he was persistent and begging to give it to him.
主耶稣说, 我们在求圣灵, 你要这样求。
So Lord Jesus, tell us that when we pray for the Holy Spirit, we should pray this way.
我们不管跟神求什么, 都是要这样求。
No matter what we pray from Jesus, we need to pray this way.
什么叫做情辞迫切?
What does it mean to pray with boldness?
其实原文就是不怕害羞。
And the original text means shameless.
什么叫做不怕害羞?
What does it mean to be shameless?
我才不管别人怎么想。
And that is, they don't care what
other people think. 给我啦, 你要给我, 你一定要给我。
So he begs and says, give it to me.
一定要给我。
You must give it to me.
我曾经到一个教会。
I once went to a church.
发生一件非常有趣的事情。
And there was an interesting thing that took place.
很多小朋友要求圣灵。
There was a lot of little children praying for the Holy Spirit.
那我就跟他们讲说, 你们, 求圣灵的目的是什么?
And so I asked them, what's the purpose of you praying for the Holy Spirit?
他们都知道求圣灵的目的是要进天国了。
They all know that the purpose of praying for Holy Spirit so they can go into the heaven.
我说那你们谁想要下地狱的?
And so I asked them, who wants to go to hell?
一个小朋友举手。
There was a child that raised his hand. He raised his hand high.
长老我要下地狱。
He says, Pastor, I want to go to hell.
哎呀，没有遇到过这么这样小孩子。
And so I've never met a child like this.
我说你真的想要下地狱吗?
So I asked him, do you really want to go to hell?
我就是要下地狱。
And so he says, yes, Pastor,
好,
I want to go.
很好。
So I said, fine.
把你的手拿出来。
Then give me your hand.
哦，他很勇敢，他也不知道干什么，他说手把手拿出来。
So he doesn't know what's going on, so he stretched out his hand.
他很勇敢，我也很勇敢啊。
And so because he was bold, so was I.
我就真的从他手，我这就因为他手伸出来嘛，我就从他那个小朋友还有点胖胖的。 我都给他捏下去。
And because that little boy was chubby, so he stretched out his hand and I pinched him really
他就,
hard.
啊!
So then he screamed.
那个会堂在二楼欸。
And the chapel was on the second floor.
他到那个一楼的那些妈妈啊，这阿姨伯伯叔叔都跑上来，哇，上面发生什么事啊？
And he screams out loud that all the people on the first floor all ran up.
看到传道在捏一个小朋友。
And so what they saw is that a pastor was pinching a child.
传道今天哪根筋不对，却捏小朋友。
And so they were wondering what happened to the pastor today. Why would he pinch a child?
那个小朋友很不高兴。
And that boy was very upset.
这个时代, 我看爸爸妈妈也不敢这样捏小朋友的啦。
And I think in this time, even the parents don't dare to pinch their children.
他瞪我。
So he gave me
你好歹,
a evil eye.
你敢这样捏我?
And so he says, how can you pinch me?
我说我就是捏你。
So I said, yes, I did.
这个算什么? 你痛啊? 会痛啊? 会痛啊?
So I said, does that hurt?
我说以后你知道下地狱是怎样吗?
And I said, do you know what it feels like to go to hell?
那个虫是不会死。
And that the worms will never die.
我现在跟你捏就好像一只虫在咬你而已呢。
So I barely pinch you, it's just like a worm biting you.
下地狱是整个身上都是虫。
If you go to hell, your body will be full of worms.
那不是在开玩笑，圣经也是这样记载。
And so that's not a joke because it's recorded in the Bible.
不只是这样，还火还会烧啊。
Not only so, even the fire will burn you.
可怜的是烧不死啊。
And what's sad is that you can never burn to death.
这是圣经讲的。
So this is recording the Bible.
而且绝对没有错。
And this is absolutely the truth.
上个礼拜我们在尔湾家也听到一个见证嘛，对不对哈？
And last week we also heard a testimony.
他听我这样讲。
And so after he heard what I said.
好，想进天堂的小朋友到前面祷告。
And so I said, all those kids who want to go to heaven come to the
front. 哇，他跑第一个，还跪在最前面。
And so he was the first to spring to the front and knelt the first row.
我跟他讲，小朋友，你要下地狱的，不可以到前面来，不用到前面来。
And so I said that since you want to go to hell, you can't come to the first row.
他眼睛闭着，他不理我。
And so he ignored me. He just closed his eyes.
他很生气，他不理我。
So he was very mad. He ignored me.
啊，我也不理他。
And so I ignore him too.
对不对? 这个要不要进天国是自己的事。
Because it's up to you whether or not you go into heaven.
哇，结果奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
So in the name of Jesus Christ.
你知道他多认真吗?
Do you know how serious and devoted he
was? 没有一个小朋友比他认真。
There's no other kids like him.
哈利路亚赞美主耶稣！哈利路亚赞美主耶稣！哈利路亚赞美主耶稣！ 哦，他就这样念。
He kept saying, Hallelujah, praise Lord Jesus.
当然我知道小朋友就是不乖嘛，对不对哈？
And so I know this is how children are.
我就为他按手祷告了。
So I laid hands on him.
只有那次只有他得到圣灵。
So that time only he was the only person received the Holy Spirit. So everybody went home.
我就问他了。
And I asked him.
小朋友，你还想下地狱吗？
I asked him, do you still want to go to hell?
你知道他怎么跟我讲吗？
Do you know what he said to me?
传道怎么可以叫人家下地狱？
He says, Pastor, how can you tell somebody to go to hell?
哇，天地良心啊！ 我没有叫你下地狱啊，
so,
是你自己说你要下地狱， 干我什么事啊？
And so he
你不要随便指控啊， 我传道不会叫你下地狱啊， 你不要乱讲话。
And I said, I'm a pastor, I will never go tell you to go to hell.
其实啊， 祷告就要像这样啊。
And so this is the way that we should pray.
得到圣灵很好的、啊，那他自己也知道啊。
So it's a wonderful thing to receive the Holy Spirit. He experienced it.
我都已经得到圣灵了，我要下地狱门都没有，我当然要进天国。
And since he received the Holy Spirit, of course he wants to go to heaven.
这是真的。
And so this is a true story.
耶稣是真的。
Lord Jesus is true.
他讲的话是真的。
What he said is true.
所有都是真的。
So everything is real.
问题是你自己要来追求就是啦。
And what you need to do is pursue it yourself.
那我还有什么没有想到吗？应该都讲了嘛，对不对？如果说你得到圣灵，就舌头会自己跳动。
And so after you receive the Holy Spirit, your tongue will begin to move.
不，你不用自己跳动哦。
But
你不用说，我没有得到圣灵，我自己去跳动，那不用。但是你得到圣灵的时候呢，你自己很奇妙，舌头会自己跳动。
So don't move it yourself, because after you receive the Holy Spirit, your tongue will begin to move.
好，我们欢迎我们所有的亲戚朋友到前面来求跟神互动哦。
So we invite all our family and friends to come to the front to speak to pray.
当然，我们的圣职人员会帮你按手祝福，那没有什么，就是说我们为主耶稣为你求主耶稣来祝福你，然后替你祷告这样子。
Of course, all the holy workers will lay hands on you. All that means is that we ask Lord Jesus to bless you.
表面上看起来像是在圣职人员在帮你祝福，其实刚才那个见证你已经听到，其实主耶稣在祝福你。
It seems that the holy worker is blessing you, but indeed it was Lord Jesus himself laying hands on you.
好，那我们现在一起到前面来祷告。
So we'll kneel, come to the front to pray together.
我们用20分钟的时间。
We'll pray for 20 minutes.
好，那我们一同跪下来祷告。
We'll pray together.
谢谢。